Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, time for Week 8 NFL picks. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer are here. Check out their podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and they're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Welcome back, John. All right, so this is pretty exciting for you two. the records, the standings, 10-6 for both of you, 10-6 each, 6-10 for me. I'll blame the Browns a couple weeks ago, and then, of course, every Niners game.
Yeah,
thus far.
I'm not going to say that's the answer, but you're pretty close
that's pretty
to it.
Close, yeah. All right, so Bay Area teams, let's go Raiders at Bills first.
So obviously, there was a great game last week. Riding high off of that, still Oakland is hoping to salvage some of their season. And then you look in the AFC West; it's absolutely bonkers right now. You got the Chargers that shut out Denver. Like, that's crazy to think about that.
Right.
So you're going to go into this game. You know, Buffalo came off a pretty big win against Tampa Bay last week. So this is going to be the Raiders have had a couple extra days rest. Now they're traveling. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't think the Marshawn Lynch suspension is going to play a huge factor. I'm a big fan of Jalen Richard. I think he's going to be he'll grow to become an every down back. In this game, they're going to use him a lot more. DeAndre Washington is good. But I think Richard's running style is a little bit, you know, he's just that hit hard and really go after the holes in attack. And DeAndre likes to sit back and wait a little bit more. But the run game is going to be, if the Raiders can score on the ground, that way it doesn't shut down. Just, you know, they're basically going to do the same thing they've done, every other defense has done to the Raiders, which is they're going to, you know, double up Crabtree, single out Cooper and see if he can beat him again. He had a good game last week. He finally made some catches. So hopefully mentally he's there. We'll see what happens, but I think the run game is going to determine this game, but Raiders are still going to come ahead and win.
This is a game that for a long time you would just look at the schedule and you would go, this is a schedule loss for the Raiders. You travel, early game. This is a team that you think on paper that they should beat. You know, and this is just a game that you think that there's going to be a letdown. I don't think there's going to be a letdown here, but I do think people are selling Buffalo short. LeSean McCoy kind of got his, he had his first touchdown last week, but he's had quietly a good season. Tyrod Taylor has not turned the ball over a lot. We said on the podcast at the beginning of the year that if you got to, you know, the beginning of November and Buffalo was still in it, the division could be really, really interesting because of the way the schedule kind of plays out. Their defense has played really well. They're going to get pressure on Derek Carr. I think it's a medium scoring game, and I actually think Buffalo has enough to win by 3 points, maybe. I think it's close. I think Buffalo takes it.
Whoa. I'm actually going to go Raiders. I think that the high from last week is going to continue on, and they got extra rest, and I know they're traveling, but I'm going to go Raiders on there. The 0-7 Niners against the 6-1 Eagles. What do you think?
I think that the 49ers offense is going to start to get a little bit better as the season goes on, as Bethard gets more and more comfortable with what teams are going to do pressure-wise. We talked about this before we came on. Teams are going to blitz right up the middle and get in his face and try and take away some of his vision. And I think you're going to see Shanahan help him make some adjustments and kind of read that better. They're not going to be better about it this week. Philadelphia's front seven is really good. Yeah. Carson Wentz is an MVP candidate. He's really putting it together. You saw what a punishing runner can do against the 49ers. Even though, I mean, they're kind of hurt up front now. They've had a few injuries that are starting to kind of affect them. But you saw what a punishing runner with Ezekiel Elliott can do. LeGarrette Blount is not Ezekiel Elliott, but he is a punishing pads down, downhill type of runner. And I think that he's just going to wear down the 49ers. I actually think the 49ers... keep it relatively close. Like, I don't think it's going to be 40-10, but I think they're like 11-point dogs or something like
that.
I think is what I saw most recently. I don't know if that's the case. I think you see them come back towards having closer games, but it's on the road. It's an early game. Philadelphia's rolling. I just don't see it for the Niners. Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm with Brad. It's going to be Philadelphia. For me, it's Philadelphia by 2 touchdowns. I think Carson Wentz should run for president. He's unbelievable to watch. He's exciting. He's fun. He makes plays happen. He's gonna have a field day.
Yeah,
with the Niners, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles too. I know, but I want to get at least one win this week. I'm going Eagles too. But I agree. I think it's definitely gonna be closer than the Cowboys game. I don't know if it'll be 3 or less, but I think they'll get back to playing closer football games. Wild cards.
We're talking about Texans and Seattle. You're talking about two teams that are very, this is probably one of the closest matched games Just looking at the stat sheets, you know, Russell Wilson is such a mobile quarterback. He makes plays happen all the time. So being able to do that. But I feel like Seattle's secondary is not quite the Legion of Boom it once was. You've been able to see that there are some deficiencies in that. And right now, Deshaun Watson is an exciting young quarterback. Texans are going to pull this one out. 3 points.
I'm going Washington-Dallas. After watching Dallas just thoroughly destroy the 49ers last week, that offense is really good. The offensive line is still good. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, Dak Prescott, what can he do under suboptimal situations? How can he, you know, adjust? He's turned the ball over a few more times this year than he did last year. You know, we also saw Washington defense that had a really great game plan against the Raiders and just absolutely throttled them. This is the same type of offense. The difference is that you can't just blitz Dak Prescott up the middle because he's so much more mobile than a guy like Derek Carr. I think that neutralizes what Washington is able to do up front. I think this is a high-scoring game because Dallas doesn't stop NFL offenses, and the 49ers have not yet put together an NFL offense together. I think that Dallas is going to win this because they're going to have enough on the offensive end to keep the ball out of Cousins' hands. Ezekiel Elliott is running hard. He's going to play again this week.
My wild card is Steelers and Lions. I'm going to go even with the Martavius Bryant distraction.
Scout team.
To say the least.
Demoted.
Demotion. Still going to go Steelers over the Lions for my wild card. All right. Check out our picks online anytime at 977theriver.com. On the way, it's Beer 30.